Well, I think we're seeing the worst closing of possibilities for immigrants in my lifetime. This is the first time we have ever elected a president who ran on an explicitly anti-immigrant platform. We can look back over time during the Reagan administration, during the first George Herbert Walker Bush administration, during the Clinton administration, during the George W. Bush administration, and during the Obama administration. And none of those as candidates ran on an anti-immigrant platform. So we do remember Ronald Reagan is very conservative, but Reagan actually ran on a platform of creating a legalization program for undocumented immigrants and repeatedly spoke out about the positive benefits that immigration brings to America. And he was the most conservative of those presidents. Now, all of those administrations had policies that did exclude immigrants, that did lead to arrests and deportations. President Obama, who in many ways was very pro-immigrant, had the largest number of deportations of any president in American history. So, you know, we don't want to paint the past in rosy colors. But what we do know now is that we have somebody who was elected on an explicitly anti-immigrant platform, which included banning Muslim immigration to the United States, reorienting immigration away from people of color and towards white people. He said during his campaign that he wanted immigration to become European rather than multi-ethnic and multinational. He's also the first president, I think, that I've ever recalled who referred to undocumented immigrants as illegals. He's used dehumanizing speech. He's formed alliances with white nationalist groups. Even within the most conservative precincts of the Republican Party in the past, we have not seen that happen. The first thing is the prospect for the future, which is that immigrants on Long Island are very frightened about the prospects. Last year, we had a record number of people become citizens through our organization. 10 years ago, we'd have 200 people a year becoming citizens. We had 1,200 apply for citizenship through the program that we're at here. We had about 400 more through another program, so it's about 1,500 people who applied. It's a record number for our organization. And in the past, when we've asked people, why do you want to become a citizen, the number one reason was, I want to vote. Last year, the number one reason was, I want to vote against Trump. And I think they were very frightened and demoralized when he won the presidency. It was surprising to a lot of immigrants here that so many of their neighbors voted for someone who really ran on a highly racist platform for president and a xenophobic platform. I think that people felt that they were becoming more and more accepted in society, and the fact that Suffolk County, where we are right now, gave Trump a victory by 8 percentage points was shocking to a lot of Long Island immigrants. Since Trump has taken power, we've seen the fear only go up. We saw raids occur out here beginning in February and continuing onward. Now, the raids, frankly, have not rounded up all that many people, but they've been done in spectacular fashion, and the president has tweeted about them. Haven't they always done things like this? Well, no, they haven't always done things like this. We've never had a president tweeting out that these raids are taking place in fulfillment of his promises. We had the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, come to about a mile from here to the federal courthouse to announce that he's going to be launching major crackdowns in the area. This is something that really has been frightening to immigrants. I was talking to the head of Catholic Charities Immigrant Services earlier this week, and she said that in spite of the court orders against the different executive orders, the different bans that have been going on, that in fact there have been no refugees arriving on Long Island over the last 2 months. So that the formal exclusion is not taking place, but there's been an administrative exclusion where people are simply not being issued immigrant travel documents or refugee travel documents that would allow them to come into the United States and then resettle here on Long Island.